Let me ask all of you a question. Are you getting into the Word of God and getting the Word of God into you? I mean you. Are you reading the Bible for all it's worth? If not, why not? And why not get started now? You know, meditating on the Word of God is the missing link between the intake of Scripture and an effective prayer life. We want to be in the Word of God. We are so privileged to have Bibles, and oftentimes fail to remember that prior to the 16th century and the invention of movable type, people simply did not have Bibles. Or fail to recognize that when William Tyndale was translating the Bible into the English language so that the boy who drives the plow could be as familiar with the Word of God as was the Pope, he ended up being martyred for translating the Bible into the English language. October 6, 1536, his body ablaze, he cried out, "O Lord, open the eyes of England's king." And as a result, those prayers find an answer in King Henry VIII, who has a Bible of largest volume chained to pulpits throughout the land. And people become intoxicated by Scripture. Well, today, we live in an epoch far removed from that when we have Bibles of every imaginable shape and size, all kinds of translations, and yet people are forfeiting their opportunity to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into them. This year we have made it our mission, our task, to tackle the problem of biblical illiteracy. And one of the ways we do that is through a legacy reading plan. It's an innovative approach to reading through God's 66 love letters, one book at a time, for the rest of your life, strategically designed to empower you to eat that elephant one book at a time, and specifically formulated to make your time in God's Word the very best it can be. The plan is unique in that it requires you to process books of the Bible rather than piecing together bits of books. And of course, the goal is to comprehend the essence God is communicating by reading each book as a whole. The Legacy Reading Plan is broken up by season, winter, spring, summer, fall, and each one of the seasons is segmented into 3 months, and you have an assignment for each one of those. And I'll tell you, involvement produces commitment, so get started. It may become a habit. What a wonderful habit for the rest of your life. And then you won't just say, "I believe the Bible," but you will have read the Bible. And you'll be able to answer questions from the Bible, and the Bible will become the rule for faith and practice in your life. And we have many other resources, like the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition. We have the Legacy Study Bible. And if you get the Legacy Study Bible, we have a Legacy Study Bible Companion, which really helps you in the process of reading the Bible for all it's worth. So check it out right now. If you don't have it, get it. And above all, get into the Word of God.